Welcome to Single Mommy Fabulous, Her Story. Today we present Michelle Lopez and her story, An Ode to My Grandfather.
An Ode to My Grandfather by Michelle Lopez. I met my grandfather when I was 9 years old. I was short and had extremely thick curly hair. So thick, my mom had to cut a cord off from the nape of my neck just so she could manage to tie it all up. I had a round belly, a big smile, and lived in my elementary school walk-a-thon t-shirt and biker shorts. LA gear was my sneakers of choice until I was introduced to the jelly sandals. Reading was my favorite thing to do, and my brother was my best friend. I was also 9 when my mother's youngest brother was murdered on her birthday. And that was the first time I've ever seen her cry so hard. It was also the last time I'd see my father sober. Within a week of my mother's heartbreaking news of my uncle, we were at San Francisco International Airport boarding a plane. After what felt like 100 hours later, we arrived at my grandfather's house. We drove down the dirt road. I remember seeing everyone outside waving, shouting, "All this for us? Why?" I remember watching my mother as tears rolled down her face and a smile so big her cheeks trembled. My mom was returning home, her home, for the first time in 15 years. I met my entire family right there. These are people I've only heard about in stories that my mom would tell me. Characters that I imagined through photographs were all standing in front of me. These people loved me from afar, from a different time zone. Country, land. Hugs and cheek kisses from my aunties, my grandma, cousins, and neighbors of neighbors, and more neighbors. It was that day that I met my grandfather, the tallest man in my family, staring down at me. In his deep, grandpa-like voice,
"Granddaughter, finally, I meet you."
With a pat on the back, a hug, and so much food, I was able to learn my grandfather, hear my grandfather, see my grandfather, who later would become one of the strongest human beings I'd ever meet. At 60, he was still building a concrete wall by himself because he wanted to. It was an addition to the house that he built with his bare hands. His garden, filled with cilantro and bananas, was his pride and joy. The garden he cared for with so much patience, tender love, and energy. Now, the climate where he lived was a weird juxtapose of dry and humid. The heat is heavy, so not much plant life or vegetation can live there. However, the moisture that sticks in the air after a downpour of rain, plants can easily thrive. So, my grandpa indubitably is the original plant lover of my family, the OG. His cooking was rare, but when he cooked, it would be a night of delicious celebration. Every morning, he'd be up before the sun, had coffee ready at the dining table, and had already picked the freshest baked goods from the local bakery. At 60, he rode his bike everywhere, sometimes just to wave at people. Whenever he'd ask me to tag along, I was his mini-me, his American granddaughter, who spoke the funniest language. He'd ask me to say words in English just so he'd try pronouncing them, and would always roll over laughing at his own pronunciations. Every Wednesday evening, he'd have me sit with him and watch Mass via the TV. And every Sunday, we'd watch soccer. After, we'd attend Mass at church. And each time after church, he'd buy me dinner at the local food truck. Nights when he could not sleep or waited for my aunties to come home, he'd sit outside the front gate with his mini radio blaring his music or even a gospel. He'd stare at the stars, count the constellations, and question life. My fondest memories were spent with him on that bench, the Milky Way glittering across the sky. I'll never forget how bright and clear the sky would always be. And also never forget how I learned about light pollution here in the U.S. and why the stars never shine as bright as they do on the countryside and less polluted side of Brazil. The last time I saw my grandfather was when I was going through a heavy heartbreak and what now I know was the downward spiral into depression. Trauma that I endured as a child was forced to resurface because of the heartbreak from my first romantic relationship. A relationship that I poured my all into, only to be blindsided and have it ripped away from me. This moment in my life was meant to be a learning process, filled with college foolery, which ultimately it was. I was living with my best friend in San Francisco and going to school, and school should have been my only priority. But this heartbreak shattered me into a million pieces. I felt lost, confused, and just sad. I remember the moment I reached out to my mom for help. Her exact response was, "Honey, take a semester off and go live with Grandpa." That same month, I requested time off and was flying to Brazil, this time alone, and although I was fearful of traveling internationally alone, the journey was so familiar. I've done it so many times, and I know the language. The only fear I'd have is missing a connecting flight, which I almost did if it weren't for my quick thinking and fast feet. Before arriving to my grandpa's house, he already knew of the struggles I was going through. He didn't judge me, he didn't force me to do anything, but he did remind me of the simplicities of life. His talks on life and the infinite wonders of the world beyond his house. The sky was always his guidance for every question he has ever had. He reminded me to keep faith and to believe in myself, to trust myself, to laugh at myself, and to understand that it is always okay to take time for myself. That month I spent with my grandpa and my family reassured me that everything will be okay, that I am stronger than I make myself out to believe. My grandpa would tell me stories of his hardships, his struggles, and frustrations, but he also showed me that I'm worthy of love and of trust. Now, my grandpa didn't spoil me with material items or money like most grandparents do. He instead spoiled me with love, attention, and pride, which has always weighed more to me than anything else. He gave me the love that my own father kept from me. With a simple hug, a pat on the back, he made me feel safe. From always saving and hiding me a bag of my favorite cookies in the highest shelf away from my cousins, to saving my favorite pieces of baked good, to even saving a seat next to him, always patting and saying, "Come, granddaughter, sit here with me." I never told my grandpa my deepest secrets or confided him for advice. His presence alone was all I ever needed. We could sit in silence for hours and it felt comfortable. That's how my grandpa spoiled me. After that month, I came back with so much eagerness to finish my studies and to live. My grandpa passed before I graduated from college. He passed away in his favorite yellow hammock, alone. After receiving that news, I swear time stood still. It felt like fake news, like it wasn't real. But it was real. Although I was physically here and he was in Brazil, his absence hurt. Not being able to attend his burial ceremony was hard. But it was harder going to Brazil and he wasn't physically there. His music wasn't blaring throughout the house. His plants were all slowly drying out and dying. At night, I'd find myself sitting at his bench, looking up at the sky, alone. Having to say my goodbye to him at his gravesite was equally hard. My grandpa inspired me. I'm so grateful to have met him and to have spent time with him. I do believe that I was his best friend too, and that I somehow gave him the comfort, love, and attention he also needed. Writing about my grandfather will always be endless. These are memories I choose to never forget. He is somebody I will honor. Somebody that I'm fortunate to have spent every summer with.
We here at Single Mommy Fabulous, the podcast, Her Story, would like to thank Michelle Lopez for sharing her story, an ode to my grandfather. If you'd like to learn more about Michelle, you can go to her website at curlsandwords.com. or visit her on Instagram at curlsandwords_. If you would like to be featured on Her Story, visit us at Instagram at singlemommyfabulous or send us a message at singlemommyfabulous@outlook.com. Thanks again for listening. Until next time, stay fabulous.